So this is day two of my training for the marathon in Bournemouth on October the 6th, which was something I applied for while having several drinks. And I didn't quite realise that there isn't any vetting process and there's no proving of ability, and that it just they just seem willing to give anybody who wants to do it a vest and a shot. So I'm going to do it. And that'll be fine. It's 9 months away. I've got plenty of time to do it. At this stage in my life, I'm 42 and a little bit chunkier than I've ever been before. And I don't do regular exercise. And I'm beginning to enjoy food and drink a bit too much. And I'm a little bit stuck in a rut. So doing a marathon is a good way to prove that I can still do it and hopefully turn life around a little bit and make me sort of fitter and healthier and stuff like that. So I got my running vest yesterday, and that was day one. That was the kickoff, and so I think I need to start planning a regime of learning to train and to run and to get fit. But today I forgot that I had to go and give blood. I had an appointment to give blood, so I went to the Allendale Centre in Wimborne. And there was the first noticeable change in my behaviour. So while I was waiting to actually go and donate blood, I had a selection of magazines on the table that to choose from. And instead of picking up the one about gadgets, I picked up a thing called Triathlon, which looked even more terrifying than running a 26-mile race. And but it did seem to be full of stuff. So I came away with a craving for fancy trainers and wickable base layers. So yes, there's been a notable change in my behaviour because I'm reading Triathlon magazine while waiting to give blood. I need to start running, and I need to start running soon, but we'll figure that stuff out as we come to it. But like my sticker says, you can be nice to me and let me off with today not training because I gave blood today, and I'll have a different excuse for you tomorrow.